I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hi again. Welcome to Soul School. This is Soul School Lesson 7. And today and this week is a very unusual one. You're actually going to be able to have the chance to listen to back-to-back lessons. 7 and 8 are going to be released back-to-back so that I could release an episode about my book with excerpts in time for you to get the special from Amazon for only $1, because I didn't want to release it too late and have you miss the chance to get it at a special. So December 9th and 10th, I believe Amazon has my book about discernment called Forked, Discernment Pocket Guide, for only 99 cents. And if I released it too late, you wouldn't get a chance to get it. So that will be released next week. This week, I decided to bunch up my soul schools and give you them back to back in order to make sure that would happen on time. So this week, I'm going to be focusing soul school on gratitude. And we just celebrated, at least in the U.S., this podcast is heard in 145 countries. So I realize not every country has institutionalized gratitude like the United States. And in the United States, even though we institutionalize a day nationally to celebrate gratitude, the very next day we celebrate consumption. In a disgusting way, we celebrate mass consumption and capitalism and greed and buying on sale. We celebrate buying things at a great discount, and all the stores put things up for sale and people hurry out and buy in mass for Christmas. And we used to have Thanksgiving in October, and Canada still celebrates Thanksgiving in October. But during the Great Depression in the 1930s, President Roosevelt pushed up Thanksgiving to November in order to get people out to the stores to spend money, to spur the economy, to get the economy started again by consuming. Hence, we have this Christmas buying season for most retailers constitutes the bulk of their profits constitutes that last month of the year. In order for that to happen, there's a lot of pressure to buy. And I think that makes us ungrateful because we feel like we don't have in the United States. And I think that what Soul School is going to be about is gratitude, because we think about gratitude with Thanksgiving and what we're grateful for. And sometimes then we can forget about gratitude too much for the rest of the year. And so I'm going to ask you to come back and join me on Thursday. On Thursday, December 3rd, you can go to my website, Spark My Muse, and if you want to join me and my colleague Chris Shia live, we're going to be doing a discussion on gratitude and how to maintain it 365 days a year. And you can also share your own comments, too. You can type in your comments of how your suggestions. How do you do it? How do you have gratitude 365 days a year? Or how do you sustain it beyond November or into the year? And you can also pop in live and share your comments. It's sort of like a Skype in a way. And there'll be sort of like a webinar situation and a discussion for you to do that. So I invite you, December 3rd is a Thursday, and you can come and do that at my website, Spark My Muse. And we're going to discuss gratitude and try to flesh it out and make sure that it happens in a more lasting way. Another thing I want to tell you about in this episode is something I'm doing with a friend of mine, James Prescott. Now, James was on the show a few weeks ago, and we have decided to collaborate and invite the whole world to come and do it with us. We want to create and play together in a creative way and invite all kinds of artists and creators, whether it be writers, poets, photographers, painters, videographers, anyone who wants to come along. And if you do a search for, if you do hashtag syncreate, S-Y-N, think of synchronize, S-Y-N, and then the word create, just as one word. And if you do a search for that, you'll start to find information about events and themes that you can participate in. So whether you want to submit something like a photograph on Instagram or on Twitter or Facebook, there's going to be There already is a Facebook page and a Twitter account, but there are going to be other things too, and videos and things that are associated with that. We're going to have a little launch party, an ugly sweater Christmas launch party on December 19th, and you can be a part of it. You can wear your ugly sweater, and you can pour yourself your favorite Christmas beverage, whatever that may be, and you can join along with us and come on, and you can come to Spark My Muse for that as well and come on live. We're going to be sharing all the links to that on Twitter as well, and you can follow me at Lisa DeLay on Twitter or go to Spark My Muse and you'll get all the information for that. So we're going to have a lot of fun in December, and December is just jam-packed full of things. And I feel very, very full of gratitude in December for just all the fantastic support I've had, all the partnerships and new friends I've made in the last few months, and people have been writing in letters that are so encouraging, and I am just so grateful. And my heart is just overflowing with joy. And I wanted to express my gratitude to you. This is going to be a very short Soul School with a very short assignment, too, because it's going back to back, and I don't want to overburden you with too much homework. I know you're probably heading into Christmas, possibly, if you celebrate Christmas anyway. And I do want to give you a Soul School assignment, because that's part of the thing we do here with Soul School. I want to challenge you for your homework to come up with a way to show gratitude in a completely new way. So if you have never written a note to someone to appreciate them before, I want to challenge you to do that. If you've never said thank you to someone, I want you to try that. I want you to think of something very creative and express your gratitude in a new way. Also, you can come to the live Thursday night, December 3rd, 8 p.m. time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, to sparkmymuse.com, and you can share what you've done, how you've shown gratitude in a new way, and I would just love to hear it. So that is your assignment, and I wish you blessing, and stay tuned very soon for episode 8.